Welcome to The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe, authentically living life your way. We all contemplate making changes in our lives that would allow us to live more authentically, but it can be hard to take action. Allison is here to educate, equip, and empower you with the tools you need to start authentically living life your way. Get ready to eradicate your limitations and destructive patterns as you take full responsibility for your own happiness. This show is not just talk. It is conversation for profound self-awareness, acceptance, and appreciation, the key elements to stepping into the power as the creator of your very best life. The Alley Effect with Allison Blythe starts now.
Hey everyone, welcome. You're listening to The Alley Effect, authentically living life your way with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. You can join me the first and third Thursday of every single month right here on Transformation Talk Radio as we dig into this concept of authenticity. It seems so weird, honestly, that we would be anything other than ourselves. And yet in today's day and age, we all know it's incredibly challenging showing up in the world, truly ourselves, vulnerable, authentic, can be one of the scariest things that you could possibly do. So this is your opportunity to come and join us for different topics that address and help support you in authentically living life your way. We all know that it's so much easier said than done. So hopefully my goal is to change some of that process for people. You can join me for the next hour as we dig into this topic and cover yet another issue with regard to authenticity to educate, equip, and empower you in authentically living life your way. This is where you come for some real talk and some actual tools, tips, and resources. So I'm going to be honest, I believe that every day has some kind of nugget in it to celebrate. I think that every day deserves some kind of attention and acknowledgement. But today is actually a pretty special day. Today is October 20th, 2022. And this is going to be a day where we're going to be together to celebrate. And of course, I'm excited. Who doesn't love to celebrate something? Every day is a reason to celebrate, and yet today is extra special to me. I think that every single person deserves to be seen, celebrated, and acknowledged in some sense. And what better way than to do that on a birthday? So today is my day. Yeah, little did I know that when we were venturing through this whole process and spending this year together that we would actually land on my birthday. And so I was excited when I realized, like, oh my gosh, we get to be together on this day. So today I turn 51 years old. And to some of you, that sounds like really, really old. And I get that. Like just probably even a couple years ago, I was like, gosh, 51. It's a long time. And yet to others of you, it seems kind of like spring chicken material. Like, oh, she's got so much life left to live. I get both perspectives of that. And to me, 51, it's just perfect. It's like, this is a season of living where I can recognize I've had 51 years of opportunities to learn, grow, change, enhance, have relationships, end relationships, be a certain position, be out of a certain role. You know, like there's just so much living that can be done in 51 years. And it is a long time. And yet at the same time, I feel like I'm kind of just beginning with so many different things. There's something very dynamic about this age. It is a day worth celebrating, but it's also an age worth acknowledging. There's kind of like this assurance, like a strength, a solidarity. That's probably a great word. It's a confidence about just kind of being in the world. It's not arrogance. It's not superiority. It's just being comfortable more in your own skin. And it's not anything that I had ever really known before. This is a season of my life that's allowing that and promoting that. There is definitely an acceptance and a deep appreciation for being alive. Many of us know those souls who don't have that gift every single day, that they unfortunately have passed in a season so much earlier in life, people who don't have the opportunity to connect, to share, to have experiences. And so when I say every day is worth celebrating, that's what I mean, is because we're here, there has to be something that deserves some kind of acknowledgement, attention, or appreciation. I think that what I'm realizing is those commodities I wrote about all those years ago and misunderstood, time, energy, and effort. As I get older, I realize like this is not just about something I wrote about in a book. There's an intentionality behind how I'm spending my time, energy, and effort, and realizing that how I do so can really enhance the quality of my life. So today we're going to gather together to really just talk about life. I'm not sure where the road is going to lead. We're going to talk about the struggles of each season that we approach in life, different levels to be able to celebrate the process of aging and what starts to happen in the body, and really the power of community and the importance of who and how you're spending your time. And so I know that life is different for everyone. No two people ever follow the same path. Every chapter in your life is going to look differently. I know who I was even a year ago is not the same person. We grow and we develop and we change, we cope, we accept. Or quite frankly, some folks don't. For some people, it's a season of resistance, refusal, and that's a whole other approach to life. Every single chapter comes with its own struggles, its own theme, its own strengths, the changes that we face, the losses, the opportunities that we endure. And I don't really find that a lot of people discuss this, very much like when I wrote Misunderstood. There wasn't really a book I went to that I'm like, aha, here's all of the answers. I'm finding now in this chapter, in this season of my life, it's the same thing. It's like, what's happening and what's going on and how I am in the world and how my body feels and different things that are happening. Like, where are the resources for that? And I'm hoping to offer some of that, working on changing the power of conversations we hold with each other. What I know for sure is that people are really under the gun these days. Being out in the world can be incredibly hard. There are pressures, there are demands, there's expectations of what you should be doing. And there's this new, I've talked about this before, there's this new weird badge of honor that so many of us wear and we don't even realize it. It's the badge of busyness, you know, like, oh my gosh, how are you? I'm so busy. And all of that stuff nips at our heels constantly. And there we are now, again, up against changes in our body, how we're relating to people. What used to feel okay doesn't always necessarily feel okay. There are all these demands and expectations on who and what and how we're supposed to be. And then there's also these changes that are happening that can feel just confusing, really overwhelming, quite frankly, sometimes disheartening and kind of defeating. How your body starts to alter itself can also change the way that you're showing up in the world, how you feel about your body, how you feel about just your, even your sense of self. And so what I believe is that two of the most vital things, kind of like the breath of life, is connection and care. I think that these are two incredibly important threads for us to be able to have in the world. They're vital at any age. I mean, I don't care if you're a couple days old. Care and connection and care are two of the most important things we could ever have. And yet, certainly as we get older, this realization of like, how connected are you? How deeply are you taking care of yourself? And I think it's really necessary as we get older to decipher and really discern what is it that's serving you and what isn't. And that process can be kind of scary, can be kind of lonely at times, and it can be incredibly challenging. Having a crew of people who you can really lean into physically, emotionally, spiritually, spending time with, folks that you are deeply connected to, the ones that are willing to see you, to understand and support you, and honestly, call you on your BS if you need it, right? Like people who are willing to hold you accountable when that's called for. It's essential to have, especially as we start to face these changes that are starting to happen. So I believe that building into, nurturing, and feeding your crew of people is essential as you go throughout life. Everything that we face, the tragedy, the wins, the ups, the downs, the good, the hard, the bad, whatever it is, do you have people who really know you? The ones who are willing to hear you, see you, and support you. And today I am welcoming several of those people who have been in that space with me over the years. women who are incredibly near and dear to me, who I have had the privilege of knowing, learning with, learning from, growing with, women who have seen me like fetal position, guts on the floor, snot flying, absolute worst. They've seen me in that state of living. And then also the ones who have celebrated with me at the greatest, highest moments, just being able to kind of honor each other, no matter where we are in life. We were all gathered just a couple weekends ago, celebrating one woman who's stepping into marriage for the first time, you know, being in that season. So yeah, I wonder if you don't have a crew like this. My hope for you today is that you witness something, that you see that it is incredibly possible to have people that you trust. I think social media, literally like garage door openers where we pull in and we pull the door down behind us, you know, like there's things that have been created for our convenience and our ease that have actually kind of disrupted connection and care in our communities. And I think that if you don't have a crew of people, life can feel incredibly scary and overwhelming. And so I hope you witness something today of which you're able to recognize that it is possible to have humans in your life, that you can develop relationships like this. And I also encourage you that there's a starting point, and that starting point is you, because it starts with you showing up, your willingness to show up and allow yourself to be seen authentically, vulnerably. And I have to tell you, as much as I wanted, this process started with me many, many years ago, where I was like recognizing my need for connection. And I was scared to death as deeply as I needed this level of community. I was terrified to let myself be seen, show up in that raw state. And yet that is where real friendship started to develop. So today, as I take one more step around the sun and kind of give this year a whirl, I want to drop the curtain and I want to welcome you into this community of dear women who I love and appreciate to simply talk about. Let's just see where the road leads. We're going to talk about maybe life and aging, that sense of self, and sometimes those traps that we fall into. Quite some time ago, I sent out my newsletter, and I opened it up here. I opened up this opportunity and I put out a newsletter that said, hey, listen, I want your presence, kind of a play on words. Like, I really wanted your presence to join me. It's like, what do you want to talk about? Like, what's important to you? What do you want to know? Do you want to ask a question? Do you want to cover certain topics? What's important for you to talk about? And the feedback I got, darn near knocked me to my knees. I was not prepared for what you folks shared with me. What I thought I would probably get and what I was kind of expecting when I sent that out is that you would send some stuff back to me with, again, questions or topics. Hey, why don't you approach this? I remember this type of thing when we worked together or whatever. What I got back is no exaggeration, pages and pages worth of feedback about how you shared with me your strengths, your struggles, your successes, the wins, the struggles you still have in this process. Yeah, it kind of takes my breath away. Like, you shared with me the power of the work that we have done together. And I have read every word, but I have to be honest, it's taken me maybe weeks, I want to say days, but days or weeks to read through, because I was so taken aback by your willingness to contribute to my celebration, to contribute feedback about the power of this work. For every single one of you who wrote a line, a page, pages, I just thank you so deeply. I want you to know how much that mattered to me. And we're going to incorporate some of that feedback and some of those questions that you shared into the show today. And so you'll hear your question reflected and stuff. It was very, very powerful. And so you mattered to me, and the time that you took to do that was deeply, deeply appreciated. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, you're going to be welcomed into my crew. I'm going to invite you into this community of people as we drop the curtain and just kind of share from the heart, really the only way I know these women to ever be able to do. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Allie Effect, Authentically Living Life Your Way with me, Allison Blythe. We'll be right back. Hey everyone, we're back here on The Alley Effect with me, Allison Blythe, certified life coach and licensed clinical social worker. We're talking about this concept of authenticity, and this show has covered a lot of material. There's some depth and substance to everything that we've addressed here, and I want to make sure before we get too far into the laughter and into the conversation that you know how to be in touch with me. You can do that at my good old-fashioned landline. You can call me 859-341-7773. If you want to send me an email, which in today's day and age is certainly one of the easiest ways to be in touch with somebody, it's AllisonBlythe@live.com. And if you're curious about some of the stuff that's going on and you want to check out a little bit more about me, AllisonBlythe.com, and social media, if you need a boost, please at any point find me at Allison Blythe Life Coach. So today I shared with you, it's my birthday and I am 51 years old today. And today I am welcoming some of my deepest, I was almost said darkest, some of my deepest, darkest friends. These are women who have walked with me through so many different seasons of my life, different experiences that we have had together, who have seen me completely at my worst and also loved and supported me at my highest and best. They have cried with me. We have laughed together. We have celebrated, and there is just so much humor and so much love that exists. These are the type of friends I wish for everyone in the world. And so today I welcome Joanne, Lisa, and Vivian. Lady, welcome to the Alley Effect.
Thank you.
Yay. You know, this is a show all about authenticity. And we have had lots of conversations. All of us have shared in different capacities, kind of about this process of coming into our own over the years, really like this process of what's going on in our bodies and our lives and our moods, all of these different things. And today, really, the road is kind of wide open. I offered some suggestions to you guys about some things that we might want to talk about, living relationships that we're in, the way that things are happening, the process of getting older. Maybe we'll call it wiser instead of getting older, but the process of getting much wiser in our days, and the changes that we're facing, the ways that we relate differently. Maybe we socialize or connect. And for several of us, changes that are happening within the body and all of that stuff that goes along. So I thought maybe we would talk about this idea of authenticity and like, what does that mean for you? How has your process been? Do you feel like that's a win? That's a struggle? Just let's talk about authenticity.
Mm-hmm. I'm willing to go. Okay. I know for sure probably in my 20s and most of my 30s, I had no idea what that meant. I feel like I was just trying to live the life that everybody else was living, you know, get married, have kids, get my house, have a neighborhood, do all those things. And I would actually say that authenticity didn't really hit my life until like a real awareness of it until I was in my 50s, like where I think that the concept was in my brain, but I don't think I even knew how to do it, where to find the people who actually cared about that. And so I've been fortunate enough to belong to a variety of helpful groups that, you know, friendship groups, support groups that have helped me explore that and, you know, be more intentional about that in my life. Mm-hmm.
I'll go. I would say it started in my 40s, and I probably same as you, Joanne. Like I didn't even think about authenticity. I was busy. I was raising children, figuring out what my career was going to be, why I'm here, doing life. Like there wasn't time for authenticity, and I think our children start to mirror that to us. Like they're reflecting all the time back to us what we're saying and doing, and definitely having a daughter, I could see like. Ooh, some of the things that she's saying and doing, ooh, like, I don't know if I want to repeat this pattern that I grew up with and hand it to her. Like, is this really the kind of mom I want to be? Is this the model I want to give her? And then when I went through my divorce, definitely a feeling of who am I? What am I doing? Like, was that true? It was true. I was married. I lived it. But is that who I want to be? What is that going to look like? You know, I call it an awakening, like really a process of what is this whole journey even going to be? And that's when I would say I really started, if we're talking about the word authenticity, that's when it really became important. Like, who am I? And am I the same in all the places? You know, I don't want to be one way in public and one way in private. And then someone sees me in public acting like I do in private. And they're like, who's that person? And so it really became important to have me the same anywhere you find me. And I would say in my 50s, I'm 51 also, I feel like now, yeah, I feel authentic, but it's been a process. I don't know that even if someone had said to me at 20, why don't you practice authenticity, that I would have had any idea what to even do. I'd be like, sure, yes, I'm authentic now.
Ta-da!
Ta-da.
Well, I love what you said about kind of that, the consistency, the authenticity really is about who we are, not the role that we play, not the expectations of others, not that thing of what's going to help me fit in and be liked. And I think that the thickness of those layers that I've played for so long, and one by one kind of shedding some of those expectations and kind of come, I do say that, like coming into my own of understanding that really what you see is pretty much what you get. If you're in my office, maybe not all of it, but if you're in my office, you're probably going to see very much the real me. And I think that that's taken some probably 51 years to really feel comfortable and safe to step into. Lisa, what do you think?
Yeah, kind of piggybacking on what they've said, it really took losing my mother and my grandmother for me to step into my authenticity and really feel like I could be who I was meant to be, you know, in this lifetime. You know, you have all these roles that you play, and, you know, you're pleasing people as you go along and you want to make everybody else happy. Well, turning 40 and having lost those key people in my life, it really made me evaluate, who am I? And who do I want to be in this second half of my journey? You know, what am I going to be if I'm not authentic to who I am by myself? What am I to everybody else? So, you know, it's been, you know, I'm 48 now, and, you know, it's a really cool journey to self, you know, as you kind of go down that path and say, okay, I don't like this. I never liked this. You know, there was a movie, I don't know if it was in the 80s or 90s, and I won't mention the name because of all the things, but, you know, the woman just kept conforming to whomever her partner was. And, you know, she would morph into that and lose herself along the way. You know, so trying to break out of that and be like, you know, forget all that. I'm me. At the end of the day, I'm me. This is who I am. I'm showing up as this. And if you don't like it, you don't have to be in my group. You know, so, you know, that's kind of where I am.
Yeah. Before you guys came in, I was talking about that there's some sense of solidarity about this age, that there's just a permission. And I don't mean from the outside. It's like this, I don't even know if I'll be able to verbalize it, but it's almost like this, I've got to go do this because this is the work that I'm called to do. And it's not even like the idea that I don't care anything about what people think. It's like, I just don't give that the same weight that I used to give that. And it's so powerful. Are there struggles that you face? I mean, even in the journey, are there specific things you've been able to do, practices that you've had, if we could ever offer a how-to in developing authenticity? That's one question. Like, what would you recommend or suggest to someone if, like, I really want to learn more about authenticity? How do I practice it? And then also, what's a struggle that you've had? What's something still that maybe gets in the way or causes a little bit of fumbly for you?
Mm-hmm. Whew. I'll go. I think for me, I was maybe 23 when I put together in my neighborhood this like little spiritual session of, it was probably John Powell. I think he was a priest or something. Anyway, he was about exploring yourself. And I remember sitting there and thinking, man, we're on the road to learning, you know, about ourselves and everything. And I always sought people who wanted that. Like, it just felt like the place I needed to be, like, oh, there they are. That's where I need to go if I want to be, like, outside of what culture wants me to be. And all of us look like we fit in the culture. However, once we put our little heads together and started talking, it was wonderful to find like-minded people who wanted, like, personal and spiritual growth. And so across my life, I have, you know, found those people and or thought that or organized that for myself. And in terms of obstacles, sometimes I think being with people from my past, like my early years, sometimes it's family, sometimes it's friends. That can be one. I mean, I'm fine with handling it now. It's just that I have an awareness sometimes that I'm surprising them, you know, like, oh, that's a little different. That wasn't how Joanne used to be, you know? And sometimes I find it a compliment when people say, well, that's not how you used to be. I'm like, yes, that's good. Where I want to be.
Yeah, thank you.
Lisa, you want to go?
Yeah, like Joanne said, it can feel a little interesting when you are around family and friends that that knew you in your past life or, you know, past iteration of yourself. And it can be awkward at times, and that's kind of hard to maneuver, you know, feeling comfortable and enough with yourself to be authentic in all places and all ways. There's a lot of judgment. And, you know, I'm a sensitive soul, so I do, you know, take that criticism to heart. And so, you know, it's something to work through, and it's part of the journey, I think.
I love that, because I talk about that as like being changing the dance that you've done. For all of these years, I've done this well-orchestrated dance that it was expected of me. It's like I learned it so long ago, and I've just been doing it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't want to do that. I don't like that. That doesn't work for me. My dance became very fumbly with people and stepping on toes and stepping off the dance floor with some people. You know, it's like the dance really changed that I was willing to do, that I was actually kind of even capable of doing. It's been fascinating for me to reestablish my patterns with people of kind of what they can expect and speaking it to them that, you know, I know that I used to do that and that doesn't work for me anymore. I had to kind of like write a new script. And yes, there are people who've fallen off with that. And that's been very hard and heartbreaking in so many ways. And it's also been very empowering, because as wide as my circle used to be, now it's like, it's solid. You know, it's like the quantity of it has really dissipated, and that has been so painful. But man, when I lean into the quality, and you three are a perfect example of that, the quality of relationships is so much different. It just doesn't look like what it used to look like.
Mm-hmm. It's a much more rich experience. Yeah. It just takes life to a whole nother level.
Yeah, yeah, completely. What you got, Viv?
Tell me the question again. We got all sidetracked in the good people part.
Well, that might be part of, actually, I will say a little bit more about that, because you probably will say something too. We're kind of like, what's a how-to? If someone really were to be deliberate and intentional about creating a level of authenticity, where could they start? And what I've heard all of us so far be able to say is, who are your people? Where are you starting with community, and what are you willing to say yes to, and assessing what's working for you and what's not? So what's a how-to that you might offer and suggest to someone as they're coming into this stage of authenticity? And then, is there a struggle? Is there something that you really, really struggled with previously, or that you still get a little bit fumbly about?
Yeah, I mean, people for sure, right? And then I would add the body. Like, if someone is looking for a way to practice authenticity, if you start to feel, and Lisa, you can probably add to this also, but if you feel like, what is your body's reaction in situations, in relationships, in moments where you're trying to make a choice or a decision? The body teaches, right? The body is trying to tell us what's in alignment and what isn't. And I think that's a really good guide for authenticity. So when I'm authentic in all places, I'm comfortable in all places. I can walk into any room and I know, like, I belong here. This is good for me. This is good for these people. Like, this is a this is a space where I can express who I am. When I'm feeling like I got to shrink, or, you know, and your stomach gets all tight and your throat and your everything is like off, that to me, that's a cue that the body is saying either this isn't a good community group, like we were just talking about, or I don't know how to be me in this place authentically. And so how do I do this, right? When I don't feel comfortable in myself. And so I think the body is like, the more we can be comfortable in our body and feel its cues and trust it, and then adjust our actions, adjust our communities, adjust the things that we do based on what our body's telling us, I think it just, it creates authenticity. Make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's brilliant. Trust and adjust. You know, that's a great little catchphrase to kind of cling on to and lean
into. Did I say that? Trust and adjust?
You said trust your body and adjust.
You added adjust.
Trust and adjust.
Right? This is a community piece, right? we just say, speak off each other.
There's a bumper sticker there.
I knew you were going to say that. I'm like, Lisa's our bumper sticker.
Right.
I was going to say T-shirts,
bumper stickers.
I love that.
Trust
you do
and
that.
Adjust.
I mean, that is what authenticity is about, is being in alignment in relationship and connection with ourselves first, so that we can go out. And that's what allows us to do the adjustment, not the adjustment that I used to do. Like, wait, I think if I act like this or smile real big, that will get me like that level of, I think Brené Brown does such a good job of talking about fitting in versus belonging. And it's the sense of like, being very in tune. What are the thoughts? Where are the energy? You know, sometimes I'm in community groups where I'm like, oh my gosh, I can't, or even really highly anxious about things, rather just like being able to walk in. Viv, you said this, being able to kind of walk in and be like, it's like Cheers with Norm. It's like, Norm. There'll be some people who don't remember that show, but.
Oh, I
know. Oh, that's cute.
Anything else anybody wants to say about that piece?
Obstacles.
Yeah.
So what obstacles? I would say what came to mind right away, two things. One would be like managing my own mind, because, you know, I feel like, oh, I'm authentically moving in this direction, doing this thing, practicing who I am. And then my mind will go, are you sure? Really, really, really? And then my body's like, yes, but the mind is doing that thing. So I think for me, an obstacle is just really aligning the mind and the body and then trusting that. And then the other thing that I was thinking about was with the mind. What was the other one? I guess it wasn't important. Okay. If I think of it, I'll remember, but yeah.
Sure.
Oh, comfort zone. That was it. It was stretching outside of my comfort zone. I think I get very comfortable knowing who I am and where I belong and what I'm doing. And then there's the sort of nudge, like you were saying, at 50, you get that, like, come on, like, what are you going to do? And there's this part that just goes, no, no, not yet. And so that has me pull back. And I think if we're truly practicing authenticity, we're always going to keep evolving. Like Lisa was saying, there's another iteration that's coming through. There's another expression that's wanting to move. And I think staying in our comfort zone can be an obstacle. Mm.
Mm-hmm. It's one of the, as a therapist and even a life coach, I often really appreciate when people come into my office in pain, and that sounds kind of distorted, but it creates this propel forward, because comfort zone really is one of the most familiar, dangerous places to be, because there's no motivation. There's no, you know, the carrot's just kind of out there, but the reach would have to be too far for a lot of people. And so I completely agree with that's actually even on my website, is your healing really begins the moment you step outside of your comfort zone, because it's just as familiar as it is, it's also incredibly limiting. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the body.
I tag Lisa.
Now, Lisa. Yes. So, you know, we're born into this physical thing, and it starts to change and adapt and grow and get bigger and get smaller and do all of these things. And it's the thing that we carry with us in every single chapter of our life. And yet there's so many changes that start to happen. What have those changes been like for you? How have you befriended your body? Are you at that point yet? What's it been like to kind of embrace your journey with your body and the changes that you're facing?
I got tagged, right?
Lisa.
So the word I have used a lot this year has been fascinating. It's a fascinating journey. It is, again, like I said, that journey to self and having compassion along the way, because from day to day, as a woman, our bodies shift and change and flow, and what was working for us yesterday isn't working today in the same way. I'm not going to say things are good or bad and assign that kind of language to it. It's just, it's something to work with. And I think the more we work with it and flow things, you know, when we fight things, that's where there's that resistance and we can, you know, kind of hit the walls. But I'm learning, and this is a day-to-day thing with me, excuse me, it's just learning to flow with the changes and embrace them. Not necessarily love them all, because it's you know, in that perimenopause, heading towards menopause phase, it's such a unique time in a woman's life. And this is true in anything, you know, the only consistent in life is change. And we can, you know, the sooner we can embrace that, the better off we'll be. But it's just really loving and having compassion for yourself and extending the compassion you would extend to your friends and family, mm-hmm. yourself during mm-hmm. this time, because it can be kind of a sticky time. You know, I mean, we're shifting, we're changing, hormones are fluxing and flowing, and it's really unique.
Really unique and fascinating.
Fascinating, interesting, and unique, right?
Trifecta.
Right. But you know what? And having a group of people that understands what we're going through is huge, because if not, we are islands out there, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. oh, you feel alone and isolated. But normalizing these changes and shifts is beautiful. And we have an incredible community here of women that are kind of shifting and flowing through these things. And we have women who have shifted into a different phase that are willing to support us along the journey. So that's beautiful. And I appreciate having that community, and I think more people need to have access to that kind of support along this path.
Mm-hmm. Passion, I heard you say too. Beautiful.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Anybody else want to talk about the body?
I have had an interesting thing in my life that I was my most athletic in my 40s and 50s, like blew me away. I downhill skied, I cross country skied. I was just really, I mountain biked. And I remember thinking what a youthful feeling that was for me. Like, well, this is stuff I should have been doing in my 20s. That's interesting. and I really love that. And so now that I'm 60, I'm almost 67. The thing I appreciate is movements that I think, oh, I might not be able to do that. And I am, with just a little bit of limitation. And then this immense gratitude, like, oh, I still have it a little bit. And I just love that. And I think, okay, I'll try to work on that just a little bit. Maybe there's a possibility of strengthening or improving mobility. And if not, hey, I'll just enjoy it while I have it.
Yeah. Enjoy the journey, you know?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, it kind of reminded me of what Viv said about just being able to have a level of appreciation. And mm-hmm. that's what I hear you saying, is that it's this practice that you're doing to kind of step outside the comfort zone. Because I think it's easy to let walls close in as we get older, or kind of buy into those limitations of the number. I'm this old, I'm that old, or people my age. I think it can tighten up that comfort zone in a really dangerous, destructive way. So I hear you, and I've been with you on many of those things where we're like stepping out and doing the thing, right?
Right.
I've decided I'm reverse aging. That's what I told my husband. I'm like, we're not going that way. We're going that way. So we talk about it I talk about it all the time. Like, no, we're getting younger. We're not getting older. And I agree with what you said about limiting beliefs. I think we have, as a collective, I think we've all agreed this is what happens at these ages. and this is what it's going to look like. And so we all buy into it. And then I think we create it because we buy into it. So I just try not to as much as I can. I'm like, yeah, this is how old I am. And I don't feel it. I don't look it. I'm not acting it. And I'm just going to keep flowing with whatever my body shows me. I do a lot of energy work. And I feel like when we have energy in constant motion, like it's not stagnant, it's in flow through us. I believe that is like life force, or I think in Chinese medicine, right, Lisa, it's called qi, or, you know, you always have it, and you can also replenish it. And if we get it stagnant and stuck and it's not being replenished, I believe that's where illness comes from. And so for the body to be strong and healthy and vibrant, I think so much of that comes from flowing energy through us and not getting stuck and stagnant. And so
I love that.
That's what I try to do as much as I can, right? New experiences, new people, new foods, new, as much as possible. And I think that just keeps you really young at heart, young in body, reverse aging. Pretty soon I might be 20 again. Who knows?
I think constantly learning is very important. You know, as we age, you know, just learning new tasks, new skills, you know, new fun things. It just keeps you alive and engaged.
Mm-hmm. Maybe for fun, Lisa should tell us 10 of the things she's just learned new this year, because she's like the queen of new learning.
And quite a teacher. Is there anything you would offer younger people? Is there wisdom or encouragement that you would say, even if you can imagine your younger self, a nugget to hold on to, or just the younger generations, where you would say, hey, listen, here's a piece of valuable wisdom for you?
I'll go first.
No, yeah, y'all like that one.
Yeah,
I'll start. Have more fun. Don't be so stressed out. Don't take your life so seriously. Like, have more fun.
Yeah.
I have to get that up. Okay, Shai, I'm done. That was it.
Oh, did she freeze?
Oh, did I?
Am I here?
Oh, no, you did. Yeah. What were you going to say, Joanne?
Oh, gotcha. While I was thinking about this, I thought, there's no way 20-year-old me would take my advice, I have to say. I mean, in reality, everything that has happened across my life needed to happen for me to be where I am now. Mm-hmm. However, I would love to encourage people to fall in love with themselves first before they ever fall in love with another person. Because I feel like that's something in my own life that I've tried to recover. And that I just think that is so important. And falling in love with yourself sounds so nebulous, but it's getting to know who you are, what you like, what you want. And again, all those cool experiences, really great people that you might find, try to learn. I just look at that and I think that might be something. I don't know if I could have talked my 20-year-old self out of that, though. You know what I mean? Like, got it. I'm going to get married. I'm going to do, you know, all that stuff. And so I don't know what the contemporary generation drive is about that. But I would say definitely invest in knowing and loving yourself first.
So true.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, don't let fear hold you back. Mm-hmm. You know, don't let that, you know, at the edge of the cliff, you don't know what's going to happen. Just jump, do the thing, find out if you like it or not. You know, don't get stuck.
Mm-hmm.
When I was writing Misunderstood, many of you know that, and many of you experience this too, is like this download of what I refer to as the SOS toolbox, and it's the sense of self. And I wrote about those 10 tools years ago. And I wrote about kind of this self-awareness and self-compassion, self-respect, self-honoring. There's 10 of them. And it's like when I wrote them, they just kind of came out. And then now it's been 2+ years where I've had those tools and I can hand them to people, not literally, but suggest them to people and be able to kind of like, hey, listen, there is somewhat of a toolbox or a guideline. I don't know. I do believe everything leads you to where you are today. And so with this retrospect lens, I do see it. It's like puzzle pieces all coming together to get me to this chapter. You can't dive into the middle of a book and try to figure out all these pieces. It took every single one of those pages. And at the same time, I'm like, dang, had I only known. And I also know that I often have to touch the fire 17,000 times before I go, is there a lesson in this for me? And so kind of the SOS toolbox would be the thing that I would recommend for people. If you really are just, I think someone else said this, like, I don't even know the concept. Like, what is authenticity? And they're beautiful memes. They're great bumper stickers. They're all these different, you know, we can wear the t-shirts about authenticity, but really a how-to practice and the courage. I think that's one of the things that it's taken me is this courage. I have wanted a community of women like you my entire life. I've done leaps and bounds to kind of make it happen, create it, force it. And what I think it did was create this sense of fitting in. I feel like I fit in fairly well. It created a amazingly huge clique of people. And yet what wasn't really happening was what gets to happen now, when I really did drop that curtain and allow each of you to see me in such powerful ways. I was like, this is scary as heck. You know, to me, vulnerability, like, not doing it. I don't like it. It scares me. All my stuff comes out. And so I just, of course, want to honor the willingness that each one of you have had with me to just kind of hold that space authentically. So we've got a couple more minutes. I'm just wondering if you guys have some stuff, other things that you want to share along those lines or more about your journey.
I'm going to share a little piece of information my mom gave me. And I tend to do this in my life. I tend to have friends and younger people than me. And I love that, the vitality that comes from that. And there's some awesome, you know, physical, emotional, mental challenges in that. And I always think that it was interesting that some of my personal awakening began when I worked with teenagers. And that is a crew that'll, I don't know, there was some immense growth in me. I think that was maybe some impetus to look at authenticity, because they are raw. And I just loved that they invited me into that with them. And it gave me courage to be that way with peers and with people, maybe not 40 years younger than me, but 20.
So hang out with young people is what I hear.
Yes, definitely. Hang out with people younger than yourself. It's awesome.
Allison, I'd love to hear what your plans are for what's next. This is your birthday. What's it going to look like?
Well, so far today I've had Reiki, I've had acupuncture, not a bad way to kick off the day, right? So do you mean specifically for my celebration, or do you mean like what's next in general?
I mean, in general, where are you headed? What are you up to? What's going on with you?
Because next, what I'm really doing is getting ready to go to a concert tonight. So what I will say, one nugget that I want to is, somebody already said this, have fun. You know, it's like this idea of this spirit of fun. And one of the things that I have been working on, and you each know this, is that I am writing my second book now, and it is called The Enlightened Empath. And it has been, it's been kind of a 51-year-old journey, but it also has been a process over the past several years that each of you have kind of held this space for me. And that got handed into the hands of my editor last week, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and working on that. And I've got a marketing team and the whole nine yards. And so that right now is my passion project. When I feel like, what is this pull in this mission that I have in the world, it really is to work, build community, and in that, building community with people who are wired empathically, so that we can know this type of connection and community, because people don't really know it. And if you are wired, Lisa, you alluded to this, more kind of sensitively or highly geared towards that emotion and energy and stuff, man, the world can feel very scary and incredibly isolating. And so, yeah, that is definitely, that's my new project. And that's been taking up a lot of my time. And as the podcast starts to wind down, that's my next launching pad.
Great. Great. Well, happy birthday to you. I brought my happy birthday pillow.
Thank you so much.
It has dogs.
I know. I couldn't find cats. What's with that? Well, happy birthday, Allison. Thanks for including me along.
Thank you so much.
Yes. So does anyone have just any other words, any other pieces before we go? I'm going to say a little something, but.
Love yourself as much as you love others.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. That's beautiful. Perfect. And yes.
Selfish is not, the self-care is not selfish. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with putting yourself first. There's all kinds of nuggets. We could probably write a whole list. We could probably write a whole book, couldn't we? Mm-hmm.
We could. There's an idea.
I'm bringing the wine. I'm on my way.
Ladies, you know, I just absolutely love each one of you. Thank you for the space that you have held in my life. Thank you for your willingness to take the time. We've been trying to kind of make this happen and the perfection of how it landed today. I am deeply grateful for your friendship and your existence in my life. My life is absolutely better because each of you are in it.
Oh, love you.
I love you.
So everyone, you can join me again the first and third Thursday of every single month here on Transformation Talk Radio. If you want to check out more of this type of stuff, check out my website, allisonblythe.com. Send me an email, allisonblythe@live.com. And again, you can see bits and pieces of this type of interaction on social media at Allison Blythe Life Coach. My hope today is that you've seen the power of authenticity, the power of stepping in with an attitude of openness and willingness to allow yourself to be seen, that it's not just about practicing authenticity. It's about taking risks, stepping outside that comfort zone, like we talked about, allowing yourself to be seen in a community of people where they're willing to love and support and just hold that space for you. It does take time and it is scary and you may get bumped and bruised along the way. And that is part of the process. It's part of the learning. Many of us would support the fact that it took every single one of those bumps and bruises, successes and fails, really to get us to this point where we can be together and laugh and encourage and support one another. You do have the ability, authentically living life your way. It absolutely is possible. So today, ladies, thank you for joining me again. You are listening to The Allie Effect. You can join me 1 o'clock Central Time, 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Next time on The Allie Effect, we're just going to keep plugging away at this idea of authentically living life your way. See you next time, everyone.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to The Allie Effect with Allison Blythe. The moment you decide to take control of your own well-being, you start the journey of authenticity. Tune in next time for more empowering conversations and practical tools to help you shed your fear, worry, comparison, and less than beliefs. Stick with us as you step into the driver's seat and head off onto the road of success and happiness. Your best life awaits. Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.